ready. Part 2. Arjuna meets his father, Shukra. Arjuna smiled at Draupadi, circumambulated his brothers and Domya, and then began running swiftly along the path. He was frightening the creatures along the way because of his speed. By chanting the mantras Yudhishthir had given him, Arjuna felt himself traveling over mountains and forward at the speed of the mind. By the end of the first day, he arrived at the great Mandara mountain. Arjuna stopped and looked around. The mountain was very beautiful, with its bluish stone rising up into the clouds. It was covered with blossoming trees. Their many colored flowers created rich tableaus, and their scent captivating his mind. The sound of peacocks, cranes, and cuckoos filled the air, and he could see siddhas and charanas sporting on the mountain slopes. Arjuna decided to climb the mountain and begin his austerities there. Upon reaching a plateau high on the mountain, he suddenly heard a voice resounding in the sky. "Stop!" Arjuna looked around and saw an ascetic. The ascetic was sitting at the foot of a tree. The brownish-orange-colored Brahmin had a brilliant aura. His lean body was covered in deerskin, and his matted locks hung down to his shoulders. The ascetic said, "O child, who are you? You appear to be a Kshatriya. Do you not know that this is the abode of peaceful Brahmanas? Brahmanas who are freed from anger? Even to have been able to reach this spot indicates that you already attained a high state of purity. But now you should perfect your life. You have no need of weapons here. Throw them away." Arjuna made it clear that he had no plans to renounce his weapons. "My dear Brahmana, I need my weapons. I need my weapons in order to serve my elder brother Yudhishthir. He has been wrongfully deprived of his kingdom. O Brahmana, I will not cast my weapons aside." Seeing Arjuna's dedication to duty, the ascetic replied, "O slayer of foes, I am pleased with you. Know me to be Shukra, king of the demigods. Now, ask me for a boon." Arjuna was overjoyed. Here was Indra. With folded hands, Arjuna said, "O exalted one, the boon I desire is that you bestow all your weapons upon me." Shukra Indra smiled. "O Dhananjay, I can grant you life in the celestial regions of bliss. You should ask for this. Why do you desire only my weapons?" Arjuna's anger rose as he remembered Duryodhana's treachery. "How could I incur the world's condemnation by not avenging myself on my enemy and abandoning my brothers in the forest?" Indra spoke gently, "O child, when you meet Lord Shiva, then I will give you all my weapons. first tried to propitiate him, for he is the greatest of the demigods. By seeing that three-eyed wielder of the trident, all your desires will be fulfilled.